Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. A Steve Jobs quote came back into my life recently and it really struck a chord. It is, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." I want to unpack this quote. I think it's so rich, so much we can learn from it. I want to see if it can help unlock your power to create the life you want from your heart's desires. So let's dive in and see what we can learn from this quote to unlock our own heart's desires and ability to bring those to fruition. I want to share Steve Jobs' quote that's been close to my heart very recently. I've heard it many times over the years, but in a session with my coach, it came up and it really spoke to me. I want to unpack it a little bit here. Here's the quote and then we'll unpack it. "Your time is limited, so don't waste time living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." So let's unpack that a little bit. The first thing is your time is limited. It's interesting, our kind of relationship with death. Some people just don't want to think about death. Maybe they're scared of death. Other people maybe think about death too much and have fear of dying. And I think there's a healthy relationship with death. I think there's being aware of our death. I think we need to be reminded of our mortality from time to time to help us remind us what's really important in life. When big tragic things happen in life, maybe we lose a loved one or have a near miss in an accident, it reminds us of the fragility of life, that our time is limited. Sometimes we think we got forever. Even in my relationship, it's easy to think, oh, we won't have a deep, meaningful conversation today. We won't really connect today. That can take a bit of effort. We just watch some TV. We'll have a conversation tomorrow. There's always an essence or feeling of we've got forever, but we really haven't. And it's amazing how time flies. How many times in our birthdays we think, my God, it's another year, or each new year, another year's flown past. Sometimes we need reminding of the fragility of life, our mortality, that time is limited. So time is limited. And he goes on to say, so don't waste it living someone else's life. I think on my journey, one of the biggest things I realized in my own journey was I was living the life that was expected of me. I was a people pleaser. I learned it from childhood, you know. I thought, I'm okay if my mum's okay when she shouts at me, I don't feel very loved. If I do the right thing, if I please her, I feel more loved. As a child, I felt love felt conditional because I know my mum loved me unconditionally. But as a child, it felt conditional. And what I learned was, I'm okay if I do the right thing. I'm okay if I don't upset people. It's that mammalian part of our brain that wants to feel safe in the tribe. It thinks our survival is dependent on being an accepted member of the tribe. So it works out what we need to do to not upset people, to have people to like us, to love us, not to think badly of us. We become what I call outside in, and we start living the life that we think is expected of us rather than true to our heart and our soul. Well, if you can know it's okay to be you, whatever happens, you're safe, you're loved, and you're welcome. There's a sense of freedom to be ourselves, to express ourselves like little children, just being themselves, following their heart and their soul in the moment. There's a preciousness to that. But that's who we are, that's our soul, before it gets kind of contaminated and drowned out by the habitual thinking of being the person we think we need to be, rather than just expressing ourselves and being ourselves more freely. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. I've been thinking about this more recently, an example where we grew up in a very Christian environment and I was very heavily involved in the church, and my wife and I moved away from, I guess, traditional Christianity, became more liberal and very spiritual. And we went to church fairly recently with friends for the first time for many years. And it's interesting thinking about the words they use. And it is a dogma. They're told what to say, they're almost told what to think by the established church. But I can sense what they're pointing towards beyond the words. And sometimes when we're looking at spiritual world, we can't understand it in the world of form in our human brain, in our thinking. Words just don't do it justice. So I know it's hard to find the right words, but I was very kind of struck by the sense of dogma, almost told what to think. But there's an essence beyond that. I could sing one of the songs and actually didn't agree with any of the words, but I could feel this sense of love beyond it. It helped me feel closer to the essence of life, call it God, the divine universe. So the words, the dogma, I just see beyond, and they could point me towards the essence behind that. Now, it doesn't mean, when it says don't be trapped by dogma, it doesn't mean it's a religion, anyone's dogma, anyone's thinking, other people's thinking. And I think what I've sensed by that is, listen to your heart, your soul. You know, in that moment when I sang, I could listen to my heart and my soul. I didn't care what the words were, what other people thought. This is my relationship with the essence of life. This is your life. And it's a relationship with your heart and your soul that brings freedom and flow and, I think, fulfillment. So don't be trapped by dogma, which is living the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. I guess it's extension what we're saying is, yeah, don't let other people's opinion drown out your own inner voice. I think for much of my corporate career, I was a people pleaser. And I think I did that. I let other people's opinion drown out my own voice. I didn't want to rock the boat. I wanted to be liked. So I became a people pleaser. And it wasn't towards the end when I could really feel that kind of, I let go of some of my own kind of inhibitions and fears and be able to step in my power. That's one of the reasons I kind of left to follow my heart and my soul more fully, which was not to be in that career, to do something different. But even towards the end, when I could feel my heart and my soul more fully, I could speak my own truth. I held on to my own voice in the situations and shared my opinions more strongly. And I thought it was really important. And it was freeing in many ways. It was interesting as a fear of doing that stopped me doing it. But when I started doing it, there was a freedom to that. I think people respected me more. So don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. Your voice is just as important as everyone else's on this planet. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. And I think it does take courage. Because what we learned over the years through our childhood experiences, our comfort zone has been created. We want to feel safe in the tribe. We develop these limiting thoughts and beliefs that keep us playing small. And it means coming out of our comfort zone to follow your heart and intuition. It can feel edgy. Sometimes I get clients to do edgy things. I've got one client to do a parachute jump. Doing edgy things to show that the fear is just our imagination, it's our thoughts. And there's a world beyond that. There's freedom beyond that. So it can feel like you need courage. I think courage sometimes is an underestimated quality. We want to be fearless. We don't want to feel fear. That's impossible. We're going to feel fear. We're going to feel all sorts of things. You can't control what we feel. We can't wait to feel confident to do the things you want to do. Confidence is a feeling you get having done those things. We need courage to honor our heart and our soul, even though our habitual thinking feels nervous. That's learned thinking. It's not truth. It's not reality. Your heart is your truth, your true self. Follow your heart. So most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. I do think our heart and our soul is, you know, our heart's desire is tapped into our soul. It's our soul. And I do think the more we trust our soul, we're aligned to a sense of purpose. And whether you believe in something, an energy behind life or not, whether it's just our soul, I believe we're tapping into something bigger. I do have a sense, my experience, we trust our heart and our soul, more coincidences happen. I don't believe in coincidences. But more coincidences seem to happen. Things seem to be more aligned. It seems to be more flow. When I follow my heart and my soul, things happen. Recently, I wanted to reach out to people who really inspired me. I want to work with people who really inspired me. I'm busy, I've got plenty of clients, but I seek out those that doing great work in the world and I want to support them in some way. And I just acknowledge them and acknowledge what they're doing and just want to encourage them. And in doing that, yeah, many people don't respond. Some do respond and get into conversation. And I've created some wonderful clients that way that I love working with. And in doing that, sometimes people that inspire me just contact me out of the blue. I haven't reached out to them. They just found me somehow. There's something about trusting your heart and your soul, the most the universe kind of reciprocates. We'll call it karma, whatever it is. It's something about following your heart and your soul. It's guiding you. It's guiding you. Yeah, somehow they already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. So your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Everything else is secondary. Loving you.